And this time, we're taking a closer look at something pretty close to home, you know, our own community and how it's sort of manages to balance tradition and modernity all kind of rolled into one. We've got this excerpt here called Pasted Text that really kind of lays it all out for us. So, what jumps out at you when you think about that idea?
Well, I mean, when I read through the excerpt, the thing that really struck me was how the community manages to preserve its heritage, you know, all those traditions, while at the same time embracing progress. It's like they're walking this tightrope between the past and the future.
It's a delicate balance for sure. And the excerpt really dives into how this actually plays out in our local craft villages. You think about places like Batrang with its centuries-old ceramic tradition. I mean, you can literally see the history in every single piece, the glaze, the form. It's incredible.
Oh, absolutely. And you can't forget about the silk weavers of Van Phuc, those intricate patterns passed down through families for generations. It's like each thread is imbued with history.
You know, it's not just craft. It's living, breathing history.
It is. It's like stepping back in time,
Right.
but at the same time, it's not frozen. You see these modern elements creeping
Oh,
in,
yeah.
new designs, new applications for these ancient techniques. It's adaptation, not stagnation.
That's a great way to put it. And, you know, a perfect example of that is the bamboo weavers of Changsun.
I was just thinking about them. They've started incorporating these contemporary designs into their traditional baskets and furniture. And you know what? It's attracting a whole new generation of
Yeah,
buyers.
they're not just preserving the past. They're making sure it has a future. And
Exactly.
that kind of brings us to those new community spaces that the excerpt mentions, like the community center, which has become this amazing hub for everyone. You've got language classes for seniors, coding workshops for teens. It's really multi-generational.
And then there's the skate park. You know, they took this neglected lot and turned it into this incredible gathering space.
Yeah, it's amazing what they've done with it. It's so vibrant.
But it's not just about the physical spaces, it's the intention behind them. They're designed to foster connection, to cater to the diverse needs of our community.
I see what you mean.
Like, take the skate park, for example. It's not just ramps and rails, they've incorporated local art installations. There's even a small community garden
Oh,
there.
wow, I didn't know that. It's like they're blending creativity and environmental awareness.
Yeah, it's all
It
connected.
all comes back to that. Seamless blend of old and new. That's what really stands out on this excerpt.
Right. It's not just that. The traditional crafts and the modern amenities exist side by side. It's that they seem to enhance each other.
Yeah, like they're in conversation with each other.
Exactly. And the excerpt even talks about this. Local artist who uses recycled materials from the craft villages to create these stunning modern
I've
sculptures.
seen those. They're incredible. It's like a dialogue between the past and the present.
It really is. And I think it speaks to a conscious effort to create a sense of continuity. You know, progress doesn't have to come at the expense of tradition. You can celebrate the old while embracing the new. And in doing so, you create a richer, more vibrant
For
community
everyone.
for everyone. Exactly. And it makes you wonder what elements of your own community reflect this kind of balance, and how can you contribute to maintaining that harmony moving forward?
It's something to think about for sure.